Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, humans and aliens. We're going to talk a little bit about invocation and evocation. Does anybody know what the difference is? It's a pretty subtle difference. What?
In
from higher to the lower and lower to the higher.
Okay. Any other comment?
Internal and external.
Kind of in that direction.
Well, one of them is you're inviting power and energy or knowledge from a higher source. Invocation. Evocation is where you're like ordering something on a lower plane or an equal plane.
Okay, well, you're headed the right direction there, Larry. Now, oftentimes when you get a printout and at a funeral or whatever, the opening prayer is called the what?
The invocation.
It's called the invocation. Why is it not called the evocation?
Because it opens, not closes.
What?
Opens, not closes.
Yeah, partially. Yeah. An invocation means you're appealing to a higher power to bring achieve assistance from that power. Okay? An evocation, you're appealing to a higher power also, but to evoke something not from outside of you, but from within you. So if you're like trying to manifest the Spirit of God within yourself, you're evoking the Spirit. Okay? If you're asking God to answer your prayer, you're invoking, using invocation. Now, there's mantras of invocation and evocation. The invocation, we're appealing for something from a higher assistance from a higher power. The Song of the 144,000, is that an invocation or evocation?
Invocation.
Right, that's an invocation. How about the mantra? Affirmation of the disciple. Has anyone read that?
That's an evocation.
Right. This is an evocation. Okay. Both of them have their place. We want to evoke the presence of God within ourselves. But sometimes we want to invoke some assistance from a power outside of ourselves. Maybe it's linked to inside of ourselves also, but we're appealing for something higher than ourselves, so that's an invocation. Okay, so we're going to go through some invocations and evocations. The two invocations that we use the most are the Song of the 144,000 and the Great Invocation. So would the Great Invocation be an invocation or evocation? That's like saying who's buried in Grant's tomb or when was the War of 1812?
Yeah.
The Great Invocation is obviously an invocation.
Yeah, what date do they celebrate 4th of July?
Okay, let's do the Song of the 144,000 first. Oh, I'm sorry. It's on page 24 in the book. Okay, follow me and think of invoking something higher than ourselves when we say this. Om. We thank you, Father, that you have revealed to us your protective universal light, that within this light is complete protection from all destructive forces, that the Holy Spirit of your presence permeates us in the light, and wherever we will, the light to descend. Now remember, in between, concentrate on what I just said. A light descending from the presence of God to us. We're invoking this light. Okay, we thank you, Father, that you fill us with your protective fires of love, that within this love is complete protection from all destructive thoughts and feelings, that the consciousness of Christ is lifted up in us in this love, and wherever we will, the love to be inflamed. Om. Think of how the pure presence of love will just dissipate anything negative. Any negative feelings just disappear when the consciousness of Christ is realized. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you are in us and we are in you. That through us your will is sent forth on wings of power. That your purpose is accomplished on earth as it is in heaven. That through us your light and love and power is manifest to all the sons and daughters of mankind. Om. Om. Now we're doing evocation, affirmation of the disciple. This way you're not really asking to be endowed with power from on high, but you're trying to bring response from within yourself to improve the power within yourself. Okay?
JJ, can I make a request?
Yes.
In order to keep the group together, will you, like, for instance, on the Song of the 104, we, and then the rest of the group can come in with, thank you, Father, we'll all be together. Will you start and hold the first word long enough for the rest of us to please catch up on the second word?
Okay, I'll see what I can do there.
Thanks.
Okay, sound the Om again. Oh. I am a point of light. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't do that. Okay. Okay. I am a point of light within a greater light. I am a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine. I am a point of sacrificial fire focused within the fiery will of God. And thus I stand. I am a way by which men may achieve. I am a source of strength, enabling them to stand. I am a beam of light shining upon their way, and thus I stand. And standing thus revolve, and tread this way the ways of men, and know the ways of God. And thus I stand. Om. Yeah, that's a powerful evocation, I think. I really like that. No, that was written by the Tibetan. Yeah, Alice A. Bailey works. Yeah, that's a powerful one. Now we will go to the Great Invocations on page 33. This is the most famous words that D.K. ever wrote. I think that affirmation of the disciples right up there with the beauty of the words, but this is the most famous words that's written through the LSA Bailey material. And it's used by disciples all over the world.